There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, in western Minnesota or eastern North Dakota, KTGO 1090 Radio, booming to the Bakken, along with KLTC and Dickinson. We are glad you are where you are, locked in right there, listening to this radio program whenever you're listening. You know, we have podcasts, we're online in the iHeartRadio app. We replayed evenings 7 till 9, perfect during this busy season of planting and soon spraying and all the things that are going on out in the field there. Glad you're listening there, however you're listening. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in a few moments for a talk radio town hall. There's actually a hearing that is going on, and what he has agreed to do is he is so great about just keeping this appointment with us. It really is great. And there's a hearing going on, and they're doing what's called a markup, which is some significant business on a particular bill. And he's able to arrange his part in that markup for a time that allows him to keep the meeting, but he actually steps outside and gets on his cell phone to chat with us. So he'll be doing that. If you have a question or comment, get in line. Don't get in the back of the line. Did you see what Hillary Clinton said there? She got a little testy about that. Go to the back of the line!
I missed that. What was that about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just Google it. Bing it, as we say in the land of Microsoft.
Yeah, poor Yahoo. They really missed out on the whole thing. They were around before Google. And, yeah, Google
anyway, evidently, a bunch of her supporters were trying to get her to take a picture with them or something, and a few came up. She said, go to the back of the line! And they said, these are people who wanted a picture with you. You want to be president. You know, send her to charm school, for crying out loud.
Well, CNN's reporting that her approval rating is the lowest it's been since 2001, and this is coming out of CNN.
Well, no wonder then. You're shouting at your supporters. What do you expect for crying out loud?
I mean, if Fox News said it, plenty of people would be quick to dismiss it, but the fact that CNN is saying it.
So anyway, you're our fine listeners, and I don't want to talk to you like Hillary Clinton talks to her supporters. I want to tell you we appreciate you, and if you do have a question or comment for Congressman Cramer, we seem to get a lot of calls towards the end of the hour, and then we run out of time, and we're very short, and we have to go rapid-fire through them. So really encourage you to come in on the front end with a question at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments, or text Todd, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We'll do Trooper Talk tomorrow on the program. Also, trying to work out a time for Senator John Hoeven to join us as well. Busy time in D.C., so trying to finagle that. That may happen as well tomorrow. But for sure, Trooper Talk with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol in this very hour tomorrow on the program. So mark that on your calendar. Should be good fun. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, we had a couple of texts that I didn't get to, right, Todd? From some listeners, and here's one on the crime topic we were talking about earlier. Tom says, Scott, if a family member was assaulted, would the phrase per capita comfort you? No, nothing would comfort me if a family member were assaulted. But the point is, it can happen anywhere, right? And no one is forced to live where they live. If you think, hey, you know what, I'm a little bit worried about this, I'm going to leave. I'm just saying, put it in context. I think what's the really unfortunate part of all this is the fear factor driven by irresponsible media coverage of this, of not adding it into perspective and stirring people up as to think somehow, you know, it's horrible. Now, again, if you're living in a place, Watford City, I think, had somebody posted this on my Facebook page last night. I forget how many calls in a particular year in 2004. A very low amount. Say you're somewhere and the police calls in a year were 10, right? And then now, 10 years later, there's 1,000 in a year or whatever. You're going to say it's different. Then you're going to get the media that all this is happening and you're going to be a little afraid. You shouldn't. You really shouldn't. Be vigilant. Demand that your tax dollars are used wisely? Is there any more important function for government than law and order? I think not. Roads, bridges, law and order, right up there, right? Infrastructure. Water plant, sewer plant, but that's pretty darn important function of government. So, you know, I think that's kind of, I don't know. You know, I mean, crime is crime, and where it happens, and nothing's going to comfort you when it does happen to you. But context is also important. Another texter on the Organized Crime Strike Task Force comment we were talking about says, as it pertains to OMGs in North Dakota, local North Dakota law enforcement and federal agencies are barking up the wrong tree. All they know is based on speculation. There may be some individuals that are involved in illegal activity, but just as in Waco, many are hardworking family men, not organized criminals. It's another piece of the puzzle. I'll be completely honest, an organized crime strike task force is political. Because they do that work anyway at the U.S. Attorney's Office and the BCI. And to the extent they're communicating a little better, oh, great, great, that's fantastic. But, I mean, it's a fancy name for them to do what they already do. And that, there's a little bit of a political element in that. Administration wants to do that. And, you know, Attorney General wants to do that. But on the other hand, do they get up every day wanting to make sure there's less crime and that criminals are prosecuted? Absolutely. All right, he's here, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Happy Wednesday, sir.
Happy Wednesday to you, Scott.
Seems like only a blink ago we were having a caramel roll at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton, and now you're back in the throes of the battles in the hallways of Congress, right?
Exactly right, and it's a busy week with two appropriations bills and a whole bunch of other activity, including a bill that I had on the House floor on Monday that we were able to pass unanimously to help protect Native American children entering foster care. So that was exciting, and always it's always nice to be able to pass a bill, but it's especially nice when no one opposes it. So that was good, and a number of other appearances this week. Right now, in fact, I'm in the Energy and Commerce Committee and a full committee markup on a couple of bills. They're very important, and what a markup means, Scott, I know we've had this discussion before, but just to remind people, markup is when a bill is passed out of the committee and passed to the floor, and markup is a real exercise in democracy because amendments are offered right on the spot, one right after another. Sometimes they're introduced and withdrawn because they're just to make a point. Sometimes they're introduced and passed or killed on a voice vote, and then sometimes they're roll call votes or requests. So what will happen here is at some point there may be an amendment that a member requests a roll call vote, and then I'll have to go on hold while you go to a commercial break. I'll go cast my vote and come back.
No problem. You let us know when you need to do it, and there's callers waiting here, sure. So we'll get to it. 800-228-0550. Text Todd Tube with your questions at 701-226-8503. Dan in Jamestown for Congressman Cramer. Jim in Williston, you're on deck. Go ahead, Dan.
Good morning, Congressman and Scott. This will be the third Wednesday in a row I've called you Congressman Cramer, and again, I want to ask about Hillary Clinton. When I talked to you last week, you said that the American people, the voters, would hold her accountable. She has broken the law by peddling her influence to foreign countries and this crime foundation they have, her and her husband. And I want to know why she's not, is she above the law? Why is she not being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? Do we not have a single U.S. prosecuting attorney with the moral character and integrity to file charges against these people for the crimes they're committing?
Well, for a couple of things. First of all, to answer your question directly, whether we have a federal prosecutor, of course, they all work for Loretta Lynch. They were all probably hired by Eric Holder, a former U.S. Attorney General who was held in contempt of Congress, upheld, by the way, a contempt charge upheld by a federal court, and a president who's at the helm. So whether or not there's a U.S. attorney willing to take it on, I think it would depend on where, you know, there's certain jurisdictions by various, you know, where a crime may have been committed and whether or not there's actually enough evidence to support something like that. But my point about that the American public is going to hold her accountable, I think we're starting to see take place. Her, you know, as I think was said earlier on the show, her approval ratings in her candidacy for president have never been lower. And at the end of the day, there's an election coming up where people will make a decision. That said, that doesn't mean that she's off the hook if, in fact, there's evidence that a crime has been committed in a further investigation. And whether or not that happens under this administration or perhaps a future administration, it remains to be seen. But I would expect that under this current president and his federal prosecutors, it's unlikely that they're going to do anything about it because of her political persuasion.
Okay, Congressman, I also I mentioned an email that was gotten through the Freedom of Information Act, and I think it was gotten by FreedomWorks. I'm not positive of that, though, that came out that shows that 10 days before the Benghazi boondoggle.
All right, Dan, hang on a second. We're going to get the rest of your answer from Congressman Kramer on the side of the break. Jim and Wilson after that. Then Tom and Jamestown. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Nesset of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose, where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. There is still time to get enrolled. Even though our class just began, apply for your graduate degree for free right now. And also get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply. That's umary.edu/apply. umary.edu/apply. Do it today.
The Bakken. Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesday. Congressman Kevin Kramer joining us today on the program. Your calls welcome. Jim and Willison's next. Tom Jamestown after him. And folks stacking up here getting ready to go. Dan and Jamestown, you've got a tiger by a tail on this Hillary Clinton story. And I know your second part of your question had to do with an email that suggests What? In a sentence, what is the email that's been unearthed by FreedomWorks tell us?
It tells us that 10 days prior to the 9/11 attack in Benghazi, that Hillary Clinton and Uma Wiener were informed of the impending attack, and they did nothing about it, and they let the attack happen.
And your question to Congressman Kramer is, when will Hillary be held accountable as a result of that email and the rest of this investigation?
Yes. I mean, if we don't start holding our elected officials and appointed officials accountable, we're never going to be able to be a country of by the people, for the people.
All right. In the essence of time, I'm going to ask Congressman Kramer to respond, and then we'll keep rolling. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I'm not hearing Kevin. I'm in. Congressman Kramer, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Sorry. Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So with regard to Benghazi, of course, the ultimate accountability structure has been put in place because there's a select committee on Benghazi. The office is right across from my office door. I see Trey Gowdy every day, the chairman of the committee, and they have this email along with tens of thousands of others that were once thought to be lost, as we know, once they discovered she has a couple of extra accounts. So I think you can be sure that committee is doing everything it can to not just hold her accountable, but continue to gather up evidence. Now, whether or not we'll get those emails that she destroyed, remains to be seen. But at least you have a full-fledged congressional committee with subpoena power and all the other powers of law enforcement investigating it. So that the good thing is on Benghazi is you have a structure in place, even though the federal government itself, the prosecutors that are supposed to take care of these things, aren't doing it. So that's the ultimate accountability structure.
And it sounds like Dan's just not happy because it's not happening fast enough. I mean, when you bump into Trey Gowdy, would he agree?
I think Trey Gowdy is as good a prosecutor as exists. My understanding is he's never lost a case. So, you know, it takes a lot longer to unpeel an onion than it does to break a law. So, fast is sometimes might give you some instant satisfaction, but good is far, far better.
Jim in Williston for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, I'm
good morning.
Hello.
We got you, Jim. Sure. Go ahead.
This is Jim. Am I on?
You are. We can hear you. He was just,
okay.
Congressman Kramer was just greeting you, is all. He just said hi.
Oh, okay. Good morning. Thank you. I'm interested in what the Republicans' plan is when the Supreme Court overturns the Obamacare subsidies. And sure. I would hope you already have a plan, and I would hope it certainly doesn't include continuing the subsidies. I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, so a couple of things. There are a number of plans, and that's part of our problem is coalescing around one. But the fundamental principles that I think that have been forwarded and been made quite public come from Paul Ryan, of course, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and Chairman Upton from Energy and Commerce. They've been printed in the Wall Street Journal and several other places, and they involve a number of things. One of the things it involves is a return to the marketplace. So eliminating the mandate is high priority, in mandates such as the personal mandate, the employer mandate, and especially the mandated coverages. So in other words, you know, couples who have been married for 50 years should not have to pay maternal coverage, for example. There are all these kinds of crazy things that just add to the cost to pay for it. It would allow for more purchasing of insurance across state lines. It would allow for some of the principles of Obamacare, things like covering pre-existing conditions and whatnot, but we'll do it through a course of creating high-risk pools, things like we've done in North Dakota, just clearly some reforms to legal reforms, tort reform, liability reform, if you will, for doctors to bring some costs down. So all those things are aimed at bringing the cost down. But you said something very important. You said, certainly hope it doesn't include continuation of the subsidies. It almost has to include continuation of the subsidies for it to be successful. Because remember, whatever we pass has to it has to be passed by the Senate, and it has to be signed by the President of the United States. And so otherwise, he's just going to use executive order to go back to the very thing that that he's not allowed to do. And I frankly, from a political standpoint, if we could assure that the federal government will still help people who can't get insurance to buy insurance, but allow them to buy that insurance in an open free market system, we can return most of what was lost in Obamacare and probably even make a stronger insurance coverage system for the American public. So in all likelihood, it would involve subsidies. It just wouldn't be the mandates to go with it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, thanks for the call very much. Let's go next to Tom in Jamestown for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, Congressman Kramer, I have a question pertaining to how are you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks.
Well, that's great. I have a question pertaining to the Senate has recently passed a bill that, in many, many people's opinion, would be a detriment to Homeland Security. We have not had a major terrorist attack in the United States since 9/11. And one of the procedures that was in place is now going to be eliminated, the way I understand it. And there'll be more restrictions that are placed upon Homeland Security because of this bill being passed that is going to be signed by President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Other people think that it won't be quite so detrimental. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested in your opinion on this.
Sure. Scott, I'm going to just guess that Tom's talking about the USA Freedom Act. Is that fair?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. So what Tom is talking about, for those that might be just catching up on this, this is the USA Freedom Act was the reauthorization of certain sections of the Patriot Act that have been very controversial over the years. And the main controversy centers around the NSA's ability and common practice of capturing metadata. That is to say, all records relating to phone calls, from where they come from and who they go to, and holding those records for analysis for 5 years, in massive databases, obviously, over that time. And the same with other electronic communications, such as email and texts and whatnot. So that's what it is. And the U.S. House, we passed what's called the USA Freedom Act, but with many reforms, and that's what the Senate just passed yesterday. And the reforms include things like a prohibition on the NSA from collecting just all of metadata, to requiring them to go to the FISA court, that's the Foreign Intelligence Security Act.
Hang on one second, if you would, Congressman Kramer. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break and hear more about this newly passed legislation. Get Tom the rest of his answer. Nathaniel and Bismarck, you're on deck. Others welcome on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota, Billings, Montana. Do you need a part for a tank truck? They have it. That's just about as simple as I can say it. A lot of those Polar tank trailers on the road, they're the number one tank trailer manufacturer, actually a Minnesota company. 30 of these Polar Service Centers throughout the country. And a very busy one there in Kildare, they're coming soon to Williston, as a matter of fact, next. But the size of their inventory is just amazing. 20,000 SKUs, $15 million. Just again, simply not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Need a tank wash? Mention my name, get $100 off. And if you're hauling water, the Challenger pumps right now, there's a special that will not last June because they're flying off the shelf. Incredible deal. So good, I can't even tell you the price on the radio. Somebody walked in there and bought $11,000 worth of them on Saturday. That's how good a deal they are. So anyway, Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or the north side of I-90 in Billings, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, 27 before the top of the hour. How's that committee hearing coming, by the way?
It's actually moving along quite nicely. I'm in one of the offices, one of the staff offices, now watching on TV to make sure I don't miss the boat. But the place is crazy, to say the least. But so far, that everything's been handled on a voice vote. Hey, so back to the NSA and the USA Freedom Act thing, Scott, that Tom asked about, because it really is. This has probably been one of the more constructive family discussions we've had. When I say family, I mean American family. I mean the Republican family. I mean, you know, individuals, and I mean internally by individuals. So, you know, Snowden, you know, we all know that situation. It revealed certain secrets, of course, and people got very concerned, rightfully so, about the bulk collection of data, of records under Section 215 of the Patriot Act. And I, frankly, was concerned about it. I just, you know, we have a Fourth Amendment which protects us against illegal search and seizure by law enforcement and our government. And, you know, this looks an awful lot like a violation of those Fourth Amendment rights. And this was something, of course, that happened right after the attacks on September 11th of 2001. Over the course of time, even the author of the Patriot Act, Congressman Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, feels like the NSA has overreached in its bulk collection. What do they need all that data for? Well, they use the data to look for patterns of behavior, patterns of calls, so then they can follow up if, in fact, there's a connection between, say, a terrorist in the Middle East and an American, and we know some of that has existed. What we did with the USA Freedom Act is we prohibited the bulk collection, and rather than not just prohibit the bulk collection, which we did that even last year, but require them to go to a FISA court. FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Security Act court to get a warrant to get the data once they have some evidence that there might be a problem spot or a problem, a problem call, a call or caller. And furthermore, rather than getting a warrant to say, we are going to check everybody with a 701 area code for a month of time, or everybody that lives at 58501 zip code, that they have to get it even more refined in their evidence presentation before they can collect the data. Now, this still allows the work to continue, but it puts more protections. It's been that balance, striking that balance, Scott, between personal privacy in the Constitution and protection, which is also constitutional, and national security. And the real argument has been a very sincere one between people like Rand Paul and those that are most concerned about privacy and the hawks that are most concerned about national security, and trying to find that middle ground. And the USA Freedom Act was a hard-fought compromise in the House of Representatives a few weeks ago. We passed it with 338 votes. Went over to the Senate. They, in fact, did not pass it the first time. They couldn't get the 60 votes for cloture. I think they got 57 or 58. Mitch McConnell, the leader over there, tried to just get the Patriot Act renewed, even for a short time. Just too much concern about privacy for that to happen. So he brought the USA Freedom back up this week. Offered, encouraged a number of amendments, all of which were rejected, and at the end of the day, the Senate passed the House bill. It took them a long time to come around to our point of view, but it was really, anytime you work as hard as the House had to work to come up with that much compromise to get a bill with that much support, you know it's pretty fragile, and it's probably every objection's been thought through. So maybe not perfect depending on your perspective, but that's the act, and hopefully, we're pretty confident it'll work. But it's a little bit like you giving up a little of one thing to get something else. An illustration was used by another talk show host, a national talk show host I was on with the other night, said, I would never choose to put poison chemicals in my body or allow radiation in my body unless doing so would help me survive cancer. So it's a tough balance to strike, but I think we struck it.
Is the biggest difference the fact that currently the NSA collects this metadata, and now you're requiring the phone companies to do that?
Well, the phone companies do it anyway. Many people complain about their lack of privacy. The reality is every time you push agree on some sort of a contract you sign with a computer company, software company, phone company, you've already given that up. So they already do it. The problem is they don't hold it as long. I think they hold it for like 18 months as opposed to 5 years. They also don't store it in a format that is as easy to analyze as the NSA would. And obviously the NSA is always grouping these things into certain categories based on where the phone calls come from and things like that. Now, what people should understand, though, is that the NSA doesn't listen in on the phone calls. In fact, they're not even interested in that part of it, unless, of course, there's a pattern that might lead to a suspicion, or that leads to a suspicion that a regular contact is a terrorist, is with a terrorist. Then they go to the FISA court and get the warrant, and then they could, then they can get more information. So
that's why I don't understand why there is this much hand wringing about it. I mean, I honestly don't. The way I've explained it before is number one, if our two numbers are involved, it doesn't know it's Scott Hinnon's number or Kevin Kramer's number. It's metadata. It's a number. Okay. And it says this number, call that number. So in this case, if you and I were calling each other, that's collected in a big box somewhere. If at some point, Osama bin Laden's third cousin calls you and they have reason to believe, what the world's he doing calling a member of Congress in North Dakota? Then you go to a court and say, hey, here's the scoop. This Osama bin Laden guy is trying to call a congressman. We need to go and look at his phone records. Okay, go look at him. At that point, they then pull him out of there. Well, I don't need to worry about that. And I think I want that to happen and want that ability. So
Is that too vanilla of a description? No, it's a very good illustration of it, Scott. Frankly, the problem is a couple of things. One is that there is a constitutional question, regardless of how secure you might feel. There is a legitimate constitutional question, and there's a legitimate constitutional disagreement. So some people just, that matters most. I get that. I'm sort of with them. The bigger problem, though, I think, is this is the illustrative is of the loss of trust between our federal government and the people that they're supposed to work for. And just as, previous callers questioned, Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, and we have IRS, and we have all these other the trust has been broken, and until that trust is restored, even the description you've just given, as good and as sensible as it is, isn't adequate for a lot of people. And I have to admit that I'm among them. And so if we can still maintain the tools in a way that the NSA can be effective while also providing more privacy and constitutional security, we ought to do it. And so that's what's been done. But no doubt it will be reevaluated as events unfold.
All right. I think Tom got his answer because he's left. So we're going to go next to Nathaniel in Bismarck, Tom, who is waiting to weigh in. Nathaniel, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Okay. First of all, what I'm aware of is that in October of 2012, Representative Jason Chaffetz, who was on the Senate Armed Services Committee, was having an interview with Soledad O'Brien. And in the interview, Soledad O'Brien asked him about the funding for Benghazi and why the funding for extra security forces that was requested by the State Department and Hillary Clinton was denied. Representative Chaffetz gave an answer that it didn't suffice. No matter what is said about Hillary knew maybe 10 days before, but other people knew as well. And the request for funding for security forces was denied. Now, my question is, that should no longer be perpetuated, but why is that being perpetuated? On the other subject of collecting metadata for the NSA, what I understand the purpose was to eliminate everyone in the United States who is absolutely no threat whatsoever to the United States, his people, or any of the government officials, and then to narrow it down to that very minute few, like going through an airport and knowing that you've been going there for years and the people know you and they know you're no risk, so they send you through because you are no risk.
All right. So we got two questions here, Nathaniel.
Now, so
hang on. Sorry, I was just trying to clock here, so we've got about a minute.
Yeah, I hear you. So, I'd answer the second one first by saying that the government, the default should be trust with people. In other words, and maybe that's where Nathaniel was going, but I don't think the government should have to collect metadata on all American citizens to demonstrate their innocence. You know, that the presumption is that they're innocent. The inability of the government to profile, if you will, phone numbers from the Middle East or from a particular place in the Middle East or a particular bad actor in the Middle East is bizarre to me. So I don't know if that's the direction he's going in that. With regard to the not having adequate funding there, the denial of funding from whether it was the White House, we're just being called the vote, Scott. So I'll wander in there and try to answer on my way into it. But
we can finish on the other side of the break here if you want. Go ahead and go. Sure. And we have a break in a minute and another caller when we come back. So you go ahead and go, and then I'll give you time to vote, and then we'll finish the question. Another question that we need an answer on as well. So go ahead and go, and we'll continue after a short timeout on the program with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall today, brought to you in part by our friends
in Medora.
Oh, I got to get out the calendar. I've been talking about the Cook Fest and there's lots of Rib Fest going on, but I got to circle a few dates for the Medora Musical. 50th anniversary of the Medora Musical. And it opens up Friday night, so put that on your calendar if you can be there for the opening night. And then goes all summer long through September 12th. By the way, the first showing of the musical, as we know it, July 1st, 1965. That's going to be a very special night in Medora. But the reviews are really rolling in here. They say more pyro, some special fireworks nights, a cast that is really looking like it could be the best ever, four excellent variety acts during the musical, and of course, Medora.com is the place to check that out. Also, Cat Perkins will be there July 31st. Tiger Lily, June 26th. Gwen Sebastian, July 4th. Jesse Veeder, July 18th for Medora Concert Series, too. Medora.com, check it out. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Father's Day is coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the fields. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Before the top of the hour, tomorrow on the program, Senator John Hoban will join us, and Trooper Talk, Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here to take your questions on anything and everything. That's tomorrow on What's on Your Minds. Join us for that. Congressman Kevin Cramer, is he voting still, or is he back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Back.
Very good. Very good. All right, so go ahead and finish your answer. Sorry.
I have to be reminded what we were talking about.
Well, yeah, you know, two-part question. I think he was just asking a little bit on the Patriot Act, Freedom Act now. But did you finish your answer on that?
Yeah, well, I think I did, Scott. But if he has a follow-up, I'm happy to.
He's not here. He's not here. So, but okay. I took that to mean you answered his question. But if we didn't get to all of the answer, call us back at 800-228-0550. Have you seen the website SecureEnergyFuture.org by chance?
I've not.
You just got an email from me, as did all the members of the elected delegation in North Dakota, because I took the energy quiz. They have a little energy quiz on here.
Ah.
And when you take the quiz, your answers are then forwarded to members of Congress. So I'm going to give you a quick quiz. What type of electricity do you rely on to keep your air conditioner, lights, and electronics running 24/7? Baseload power, intermittent power, or peaking power?
Baseload power.
All right.
That's a great question.
You like that one? Yeah, I like that too. Can you name the two fuel sources not used to generate baseload power? And our options here are, again, this is, can you name two fuel sources not used to generate baseload power? Coal, hydropower, natural gas, geothermal, wind, solar, or biomass?
Well, there's several, but we'll go with wind and solar.
Same two I picked, by the way. You are correct, by the way.
Oh.
Number three, in 2014, the U.S. generated about 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity. What percentage of that electricity was generated from coal? Options range from 39% to 27% to 4%, 6%, and 0.4%.
Okay, what year was this?
2014, the U.S. generated about 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity.
Yeah.
What percentage of that electricity was generated from coal? High end is 39%, low end is 0.4%.
Yeah, well, at least 39.
You are correct, sir. How about that? We're just on a roll here now. Number four, it's not a bird, a plane, or Superman. So what is the visible air coming out of a power plant's chimney stack? Is it water vapor and steam? Is it soot? Is it sulfur dioxide? Or is it mercury?
It's water vapor.
See, this is no fair because I'm dueling with a former Public Service Commission member here, ladies and gentlemen. You've seen that stack. You've been on that stack.
Now, many times.
I did okay on all of them, but this one I blew. Here's the final one. What energy resource has no environmental footprint? What energy resource has no environmental footprint? Wind, coal, natural gas, hydro, solar, or none of the above?
No environmental footprint. I'd say none of the above.
You're exactly right. You got all five. You nailed it. I said coal, and the reason I said coal was because of reclamation, right? I mean, I can go look where coal was mined and then say, you know, look,
sure.
You can't even tell that it had been mined before. But I guess technically you had to move, and then you'd take the coal out, and then you put it back, right? So anyway. I just thought you'd like that. I do. Secureenergyfuture.org if you want to take that. And it's a long way of saying, look, there's a war on coal, and we really need more people in the Army to defend against this onslaught these folks are getting, you know? So.
Well, that's right. That's right. And the baseload question that was the early question is really, really an important part of this. I gave a speech this morning, a breakfast speech this morning to Farm Credit Services Board of Directors, and we talked about coal because a number of rural electric cooperatives, of course, are active, and a number of board members are active on the Farm Credit Services Board as well, and that is one of the things that's not very well understood by a lot of people in the country, and that is the ramifications of the loss of base load energy like coal. I mean, really, the only other reliable base load energy fuel is nuclear, and you know, it's the only thing that people hate. Or that the do-gooders hate more than coal is nuclear. So the two fuels that can provide baseload are the two that are on the outs with the left.
It's a good resource. Check it out, secureenergyfuture.org, and there's some information there on for our Minnesota friends as well, because your reliable energy is threatened as well by some of your policymakers. Mark Dayton comes to mind.
No question.
And a few others. I mean, Minnesota is anti-coal state as there is, and it's amazing for as much as they rely on the electricity. All right, let's see. Bob, we got to get Bob and Grafton in here. Sorry you had to wait, Bob. I had to ask those quiz questions. It's kind of fun to do.
That's okay, Scott. Thanks. I'm going to have 4 points and then a quick question. I got to get it done real fast here. Point number one is, who did this administration's former Homeland Security Secretary there, Janet Napolitano, and her leaked memo classify as possible domestic terrorists? It was returning veterans, Catholics, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, so on and so forth. We all know the list and who was on there. That's about 90% of the American populace falls under that category somehow. Secondly,
I think the point is, and Bob, I'm just going to interject here. I assume the point is that, you know, that's why you worry about them collecting the data.
Yeah, this is what this is getting to. And then the other point is, we all suspected and hoped that this government agencies would respect the Constitution, and that was obviously trashed with the IRS.
Yeah,
I think it's muscle for political purposes.
And Bob is, I think a lot of people are nodding their head listening to Bob. There's no question about the problem. I only have 20 seconds for him to answer, so I need a question.
Well, do you honestly think the trust that these clandestine organizations such as the NSA, with this massive building that they built that dwarfs the size of the Pentagon, specifically for data collection...
How do we trust them? How do we trust them is the question. 10-second answer?
We don't, and that's why the USA Freedom Act had to replace the existing Patriot Act.
So it's enough of an insurance policy that changes that's as a major thing. All right.
Yeah,
Bob, sorry. We'll get more of your question in next time. Just as ran out of time today. We always do. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz.
If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection. And if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.